fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
His real name was William Bonney, but that isn't important. For by any other name, his soft, pleasant smile would have been just as deceiving. His loyalty to his friends would have been just as steadfast. And his blazing guns would have brought death to just as many men. Yet in a brief and crowded lifetime of 21 years, his trigger fingers etched a name in outlawry and lead that the Southwest will long remember. El Chivato, Billy the Kid. The sun-baked plaza of Santa Fe was almost deserted one afternoon in the summer of 1871. It was the siesta hour, a custom which two boys and a girl blithely ignored.
Oh, but Billy, you speak the Spanish language very well.
No, I don't. I've got a few things to learn.
Oh, don't you believe him, Dolores. He can rattle off the lingo, muy bien.
Callate la boca.
Oh, there. You just told Pat Garrett to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, but what I mean is... Pat, don't you have to take a walk someplace?
Nope. It's too hot to walk. I'm going to sit right here.
Now, what were you saying, Billy?
Well, I'll put it this way. Suppose a very pretty señorita like you happened to meet an hombre and he said, dame un beso. What would you say?
If I meet a caballero who say, give me a kiss?
Yeah.
Well, if I meet him in the darkness where there was very little moonlight...
Yeah.
I am sure the very first thing I would say would be, ¿quién es? Who is it?
But I meant that I was...
¿Quién es? She stopped you that time, Billy.
Billy, would you blame me for asking such a question?
Well, no. I guess you're right, Dolores. You know, you can't tell. If it was a real dark night, you might bump into an hombre like Pat Garrett.
Hey, look, you can't do that.
But that's good advice for anybody. Always say ¿quién es? Find out who it is before you stick out your neck.
You know, that reminds me. One time down in the panhandle, I was...
The Indians found it 100 years ago.
Hey, who are the two gents heading this way?
One of them's John Chisholm. I don't know who the other one is.
Senor Chisholm is a very good friend of my Uncle Pete.
Well, Senorita Garcia.
Hello, Billy.
Hi. Meet Pat Garrett.
Yes, how do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, excuse me, Senorita Dolores Garcia. May I present my friend, Mr. Tunstall?
Oh, buenas tardes, senor.
I'm charmed, senorita.
And the boys, Pat Garrett and Billy.
Pleasure.
Mr. Tunstall just came over to this country from England. Bought a ranch near my place down in Lincoln County.
Extraordinary country. I'm more impressed with it every day.
Does that hombre Murphy still have a store in Lincoln, Mr. Chisholm?
Yes, Murphy's still there. And I have every reason to believe his business isn't confined just to running a store.
Yeah? What do you mean?
A lot of my stock is being rustled. I think he's behind it.
It wouldn't surprise me none. That Murphy's a no-good...
I say, old chap, watch out. What the... Across the street, a man pointing a rifle. He's going to shoot.
Billy, are you...
Hey, that was close.
Yeah. Thanks, partner, for pushing me out of that hombre's gun, son.
Why, it was a deliberate attempt at murder.
He's getting away, Billy.
It's all right. I'll trail the critter.
You know who it was?
Could be any one of 8 or 10 hombres who'd like to kill me. Got the makings, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Think I'll roll a smoke.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks.
Oh, I say, do you realize you escaped death by an infinitesimal fraction of an inch?
Miss is as good as a mile. Well, guess I've got some trailing to do. My horse is down by your place, Loris. Going that way?
Oh, see, Billy, I will go with you.
So long, gents. Glad I met you, Mr. Tunstall. Thanks again for what you did.
Well, that's quite all right, I assure you.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Yes. Extraordinary. That boy is the most amazing person I've ever seen.
Yep. They don't make many like Billy.
He barely escapes being murdered, yet he calmly lights a cigarette and walks away. Who is he, John?
Just a kid named Billy.
Billy who?
That's all. Just Billy the Kid.
Extraordinary.
Alexander McSween was a good man in every sense of the word. A lawyer by profession, he and his wife had made their home in Lincoln, New Mexico for 2 years. One of McSween's clients was a wealthy store owner named Tim Murphy. It was Murphy's mysterious source of wealth that disturbed his lawyer.
I won't do it, Murphy. I won't defend men when I know they're guilty.
My men ain't guilty.
Yes, they are. They've stolen cattle time and again from John Chisholm and from the Englishman, Mr. Tunstall.
That's a lie. And if Chisholm or the English critter want to go to law about it, you'll defend my men.
No, I won't. I'm sorry, Murphy.
Say, come to think of it, I heard you were doing some law work for this Tunstall gent. Is that right?
He's one of my clients, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Double-crossing me, huh? Now, listen here, McSween. From this day on, I'm getting somebody else to do my lawing for me.
That's your privilege.
And as far as Tunstall's concerned, he'll never take me to court. Now, get out of here.
Yes. It will be a pleasure.
Hey, Doc. Doc.
Yeah, boss.
Take Whitey with you and head for the Tunstall spread. You know what to do.
Sure. How about this McSween gent?
I'll give him the same thing a little later on.
Wait here, Whitey. This job won't take long.
Get it over with.
Well, well, good afternoon, old chap. What can I do for you?
Take a calling card from Tim Murphy.
That's all.
Thus began one of the most bloody vendettas in the history of the Southwest, the Lincoln County War. Within a few days after Tunstall's murder, grim-faced men from all parts of New Mexico Territory rode into the town of Lincoln. Some of them aligned themselves with Murphy, others with McSween. The battle began, and John Chisholm and his South Spring Ranch sent out a call for help.
You sent for me, Mr. Chisholm?
The Lone Ranger, thank heaven. Come in. Hello, Tonto. I'm glad to see you.
How?
I suppose you know what's going on here in Lincoln County.
You mean the feud between Murphy and McSween?
Oh, it's worse than a feud. So many people are involved now that no one's life is safe within 100 miles of Lincoln.
I understand Murphy has brought in gunmen from Colorado and Texas.
That's right. And Billy the Kid has rounded up his gang to side McSween.
Oh, that's an odd pair to team up.
I know it. Alexander McSween is the most quiet, peace-loving man in the whole territory. Always carries a Bible with him. Why, I doubt if he even owns a gun, let alone shoot one.
Well, Billy the Kid's reputation is just the opposite.
Yeah, but do you know the Kid?
I've never met him.
He's quiet, and I wouldn't say he isn't guilty of at least half the crimes he's accused of. I know he's been in lots of gunfights, killed several men, but he's the nerviest critter I've ever seen.
And Mr. McSween has excellent support.
I wouldn't have sent for you if it weren't for the fact that innocent people have been caught in the crossfire over at Lincoln. One of my cowpunchers tells me that two women most likely will be killed.
Women? Who are they?
McSween's wife and Dolores Garcia. She's the niece of Pete Maxwell, a good friend of mine in Fort Sumner.
Where are Mrs. McSween and the girl now?
In the house at Lincoln, I guess. I hear that it's been surrounded by the Murphy gang for the last 2 days and nights.
Any attempt to get through siege lines like that would be rather difficult.
Yeah, I know it. And I'm sorry I brought you out
but,
here to...
But Tonto and I'll try it.
You will?
If it's humanly possible, we'll get the women out of there. Come on, Tonto.
Wait, I'll go with you.
No, Mr. Chisholm. Tonto and I work better alone. If we can get through Murphy's lines and reach the McSween house, it'll be because there are only two of us.
Wait, boys. Hold it a minute. Let's count noses. Charlie Beaudry.
Over here, Billy.
Farmer Folliard.
Still holding down my place by the front window. I mean, what used to be a window.
How about Jim French?
Out in the kitchen, kid. I just nailed another Murphy coyote.
Good. Where's Juan Harvis? Thought he was over there by the other...
The poor lad's dead. He was killed over an hour ago. Dolores and I bandaged his wound,
but... Juan's dead, huh? Too bad.
Oh, Billy, what will we do?
Nothing we can do, honey, except keep on trading lead with Murphy's hyenas. Getting too dark to see him now. Watch for every gun flash, boys, and nail it.
Oh, what have I ever done that I should be the cause of all this killing and bloodshed? I have prayed constantly for an end to this horrible situation.
It ain't your fault, Mr. McSween. Don't worry about it.
But I am the rallying point for you and the rest of these men. There's no vengeance in my heart.
Yes, well, you and me are different. That Murphy scum out there killed Tunstall. Mr. Tunstall was my friend, so I'll keep on slinging lead.
Appealing to you is useless. All I can do is continue to pray. Come, Susan.
Now stay close to the wall and away from that window.
Getting to be kind of a tame fight. Let him have it, boys!
Now, there's a house, Tonto. There must be 50 men shooting at it from those hills.
Ah. What do we do, Kemosabe?
I don't know. We'll leave the horses here and move in closer.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. For the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. In the darkness and slipping quietly through the heavy underbrush, the Lone Ranger and Tonto managed to reach a point within 100 yards of the besieged house.
There are plenty of guns. How do we get through?
I think I can reach the house without being seen. It's Murphy's men that I... Tonto. There's an Apache reservation not far from here. You know any Apache war cries?
Me know 'em.
Good. You can just make yourself sound like enough Indians. I may be able to get
me
through.
Not savvy.
I'll explain what I mean. Work through the brush till you're behind those trees on that slope over there.
Don't waste any lead, boys. This may go on for a week, and we don't want to run out of bullets before then. Good shooting, kid.
Yeah.
Where's Dolores?
I'm here, Billy, behind the piano with Mrs. McSween.
Good. Both of you are safer there than any other place.
Oh, little did I think when I brought this piano all the way from St. Louis that it would be shielding me from murderous bullets.
Yeah, don't know much about music myself, but that piano seems a good...
Oh!
Maybe both of you'd better move down toward the bass end of that thing where the strings are heavier.
Hey, what in the tarnation is that?
Indians. It's an Apache war cry. Maybe some Redskins are loose from the reservation.
The Murphy gang stopped shooting. You suppose the Indians
are... No way
of
telling. Might be some kind of a trick.
Mast, they've gotten into the house.
I brought you a message, Billy.
Thought I knew most of the owl hoots in this part of the country, but you're a new one. Keep them covered, boys. Now, strangers, start talking.
Why do you think Murphy's men stopped shooting all of a sudden?
Or some Redskins from the reservation rolled up.
There's only one Indian out there. He's a friend of mine.
What's the idea?
I had to get in here, and I've got to get out again before those men realize what's going
on. You're not an outlaw. Who are you?
Mr. John Chisholm sent me here. He says, and I agree with him, that Mrs. McSween and Miss Garcia should be taken to some place of safety.
That's right. Oh, if there was only somewhere...
I won't leave. If you stay here, I stay.
Oh, Billy.
You've got to go, my dear. This man in the mask says that John Chisholm sent him. I think my prayers have been answered. He must have...
I have no part in this feud, Billy. Neither have these women. Don't you think that
they... Yeah, you're right, stranger, no matter who you are.
Good. Now, we'll have to hurry. There isn't much time.
Go with him, Dolores. Get out of here while you can.
Oh, but
you...
I...
too, Susan.
Come on, we'll have to run for it. Keep your heads down and stay right behind me.
Oh, Billy, I did it.
Oh. Don't cry, Dolores. Get out of here and ask this gent to take you to your uncle's house in Fort Sumner.
And you go with her, Susan.
Oh, I...
May heaven protect you, my dear.
Come on. Good work, Tonto. Here, help Mrs. McSween. She'll ride on scout with you.
Oh, an Indian.
We have to move plenty fast.
Will you ride all right?
I think so.
Good. Easy, Silver. We'll head for Fort Sumner. Come on, Silver.
Get off, scout.
Can't hold up much longer, kid.
Sure we can. Sween's got plenty of grub in here. What's that?
They've run a blazing wagon into the house. They've set us a fire, kid.
This place will burn like a wooden box.
Yeah, that changes things a little bit.
They're moving up, Billy. Moving up on all sides.
We've got to make a run for it, boys.
Hey, Kevin, Susan, escape this.
Who goes first, kid?
Whoever it is, we'll have the best chance. We'll cover them with as much gunfire as we can. Got a deck of cards, Charlie?
Yeah. Right here.
We'll cut to see how we go out. High man goes first. All right, Miss McSween, draw a card.
I've never touched a deck of playing cards in my life. I don't intend to start now.
All right, and we'll all go together. You stay in the middle.
Well, the rest of us deserve just as much a chance as he does.
Mr. McSween didn't ask for this party, boys. We gave it to him. Let's see if we can get him out alive. Want a gun, Miss McSween?
My Bible is the only protection I'll need.
Whatever you say. Open the door, Jim. If any of you go down shooting.
Come on!
Only one man of the five who ran that murderous gauntlet of flame and lead escaped with his life. And that man was Billy the Kid. He disappeared into the mountains, and during the days that followed, Tim Murphy congratulated himself upon winning the Lincoln County War. But he reckoned without considering the most deadly and vengeful gunfighter who ever lived.
Who is it? Why, I...
Go on, Doc. Make your draw. I'll put two slugs in your heart before the gun ever clears leather. You're just the first one. You'll have a lot of company before I get through.
Now listen, kid. There's no need for you.
Shut up.
The echoes of Billy the Kid's gunfire reached Washington, D.C., where the President of the United States appointed General Lew Wallace to the governorship of New Mexico Territory. When the general reached Santa Fe to assume his new post, he followed a plan suggested by John Chisholm and the Lone Ranger.
Billy, I'm going to make you a fair proposition.
What is it?
You've trusted me through our mutual friend by coming to see me. If you'll stand trial for the crimes you've committed, and then settle down and lead a useful life, I'll promise you won't regret it.
I'd be loco to take a deal like that. The law would hang me.
If you'll keep your word and lead a useful life, I'll pardon you no matter what sentence you receive.
No, General, thanks for the offer. But I've got a job to do, and I figure on working at it till I'm finished.
Billy, I'm writing a book. And in some ways, one of the characters in my story is something like you.
Yeah? What's the name of the book?
Well, I think I shall call it Ben-Hur. He has a lot of trouble, too. And he solves it by making a wise decision. Why don't you do the same thing?
Nope. Guess the gent in your book and me ain't much alike.
Then you refuse my offer.
I'm sorry. Can I still leave town without a lawman grabbing me?
Of course. That was our agreement. But I warn you, you'll be trailed by every officer I can muster from this day on.
That's all right with me. So long, General.
Goodbye, Billy. You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
I don't think so.
Well, my appeal for peace was unsuccessful. So I
There's only one other thing to do, General.
What's that?
Give a special sheriff's badge to a man you can trust. And tell him to arrest Billy the Kid at all costs.
Well, I don't know a man capable of the job. Unless you take it.
I know a man who's capable. Whether he'll take the job or not remains to be seen.
What's his name?
Pat Garrett.
Maybe you don't realize what you're asking me to do. The Kid's my friend. Well, we've known
he's an outlaw, Pat. You know that as well as I do. New Mexico's your home. And if you want it to be a safe place for you and your family to live, there can't be any outlaws.
I know.
If Billy isn't arrested, he'll be shot in the back sooner or later by men who want revenge for the murders he's committed.
Yeah, that's right.
And won't you take the job?
Sure. Give me the badge.
Pat Garrett was no more successful in arresting Billy the Kid than other lawmen had been. He trailed his friend for weeks until word reached him that the Kid had crossed the border to Old Mexico. Billy was at Fort Sumner.
Dolores. Dolores. Dolores.
Billy. Billy, oh, my darling. Oh, Billy, they've been looking everywhere for you.
Don't worry, honey. They haven't found me and they won't. Even if Pat Garrett did turn law dog. I've been hiding out in a sheepherder's camp for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, but, Billy, maybe they're watching here in Fort Sumner.
No, everybody thinks I've headed for the border. And they're right, because that's where we're going tonight.
We? Oh, Billy, you mean...
Don't you want to go with me, Dolores? We can be married down there.
Oh, of course, darling. It is what I've always wanted,
Then get
but...
some clothes back. I'll go down to the stable and saddle a couple of your Uncle Pete's horses.
Oh, we will have to tell him, Billy. Tell Uncle Pete, I mean.
All right. Where is he?
Oh, he is asleep in his room off the open patio. There is no door. You can go right in.
I know. I'll be right back.
Billy. Billy, wait.
What's the matter?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm afraid.
Nothing to be afraid of. Nobody but you knows I'm within 100 miles of here. Now get your things packed. I'll saddle the horses first and then see your Uncle Pete.
Thank you.
Any idea where he'd be if he is here, Pat?
No. I know Pete Maxwell. He always sleeps in an open room right off the patio. I'll go in and ask him. You want to come along?
No. Otto and I'll wait here.
10 to 1, the kid ain't been near here, but I'll find out. Pete.
What's
that? Pat Garrett, Pete. Excuse me for waking you up, but I want to know something.
Huh? What do you mean?
Have you seen Billy the Kid?
You must be loco, Pat. The kid hasn't been around Fort Sumner for over 3 months.
Yeah. I was afraid of that. Just thought I'd drop... Wait a minute, Pete. Quiet. Don't make a sound.
What's wrong?
Somebody coming. The wheel on the other side of the road. Pete Maxwell.
The kid. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to tell you that Dolores and I... There's somebody else in this room. Over there. Kenneth.
It's Pat, Billy.
What are you... Adios, amigo.
It's all over, Tonto.
Me not savvy.
Steady, Silver. Easy. An outlaw who lived by bullets, died by bullets. That's the whole story of Billy the Kid.
Oh.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I'll Silver! Fire!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.